You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We got Browns Patriots on Sunday in Foxborough. The Browns could sure use their second win in a row there to talk about Vrabel versus Stefanski, to talk about the perception of Dylan Gabriel. We're going to welcome on the fan hotline here. Browns legend, former Browns cornerback Joe Hayden joins us now. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me, guys. How you doing?
We're doing all right here. We were actually talking at the start of the show where I think we were surprised at kind of the lack of buzz on this Patriots game. I think some Browns fans think this is a huge uphill battle. I don't know about you, Joe. I think JP and I both see this as a very winnable game on Sunday.
I think I'm honestly, I may be on the fan side. I mean, I think it's going to be a tough one. I know we can do it, you know, any given Sunday with the defense that we have. But offensively on that, I don't know.
Where do you see the challenges offensively? Is it just Dylan Gabriel?
It's Dylan Gabriel. It's the running game, obviously, and it's the play call. If we throw the ball 52 times, it's just the throwing the ball past 10 yards. I need to see it opened up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to throw it on time. But I just need to see just the dump off, the check downs. I love that he's not turning over the ball. That's amazing. But I need just more plays to be made, like a little bit more down the field. Obviously, that's not going to lead it. Running, making sure Judkins gets the ball. Heavy dose of Judkins. We don't want him to like lead on Dylan Gabriel, but I just want to see a little bit more. Don't miss the open throws. And the team has to help them sometimes with dropping the ball, obviously. But I just want to see him look, make some plays, make some big plays for us.
So I was pretty hot after the Miami game because of the two touchdowns that were there that Dylan either – the one he didn't see, and the other, he actually just ran for 4 yards instead of throwing to Quinshon down the field. And So I was pretty hard on Dylan's performance in spite of the 31-6 win. But if we go big picture, three games in, what's your perception of Dylan as an NFL quarterback?
I don't think that – I think that he's an NFL quarterback, and that's why I think that he's still been able to be the starting quarterback. I love that he doesn't turn the ball over. I love that he makes good decisions. He makes very smart decisions. He's not just lackadaisical with the ball. He protects the football, and I love that. I just think that there's some plays that he needs to be throwing the ball on time. Some plays that, like you said, that play in the end zone, he was premeditated to throw it there. It's an obvious boom. If those guys run into each other – boom, it's wide open for a touchdown pass to Judkins. Like those little simple things, I'm like, I understand you're not turning the ball over, but there's situations where you're not helping the team, where you're not helping us, where those are just simple, boom. Like I'm not asking you to do too much. You can make that play. So just things like that. I think he's performed good, but I think giving him a couple more games and continuing to, now he's playing versus Patriots team. That's a really good team. Our defense needs to perform well. turn it over, give him the ball, and they need to, you know what I'm saying, do the same thing. I'm not mad at what they did, but playing against the Dolphins, the weather was bad. You know what I'm saying? The defense put them in great field position, so he did what he had to do. He managed. He handed off to Jenkins. We did a wildcat for us to get the couple of those touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? So he hasn't hurt us, but at the same time, he hasn't helped us too much, but I'm giving him the opportunity of what I would want to see moving forward for him to, you know what I'm saying, develop and do a little better.
Joe, have you seen anything that leads you to believe Dylan can be a starter in the NFL?
From what I've seen, no. I mean, I think he can be a guy. I think he's worth being on a roster for sure. There's plenty of good, but I don't think he's not a franchise guy. Like, I don't think he showed me ability to be a franchise quarterback. Not yet. Not to date. I'm still giving him the more opportunity. He's only started 3 games, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, he hasn't turned the ball over, but he hasn't thrown these, like, he hasn't done too much either. So I think he can be a starter, but I don't think he's a franchise quarterback. And that's not a shot, because there's not too many guys that are really those dudes that are they're worth making $60 million a year.
How big of a week is this for Stefanski to at least maybe get the good graces of the fan base back in some capacity?
I think it's a big week. I think that the defense has been playing well. The offense, I think they, you know, just maintaining, making sure that the defense just keeps doing what they have to do, but showing us some sort of points, showing us some sort of, like, running game. Obviously, let's get Jenkins going. I love what he's doing, but some sort of passing game relevance, like some sort of thing that we can hit shots down the field. And sometimes that he did when we playing the Steelers, they've dropped passes that Dylan Gabriel was throwing. I'm not here to bash him at all, but just it's not. We need to make those plays. If they're dropping the ball, other guys need to be in to catch it. There's what have you done for me lately? I need to be able to see plays made. So I think Coach Stefanski, having an offense being able to perform, the defense is going to do what they got to do. But just him having an offense play well and now versus really doing it on the road versus the Patriots will be really big for him to show the team hasn't backed up and I'm doing something to make bigger plays on offense.
Joe, we had Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, now broadcaster, on earlier this week, and we talked about Stefanski versus Vrabel, and he had said he believes that most of the NFL would prefer Stefanski over Vrabel, and he gave a few reasons why. I was surprised. I think Vrabel is one of the best of the best. How do you look at these two coaches, and maybe which one do you think might have the edge over the other?
I would be more of a Vrabel guy. I just from my personality, I think that he's a really good leader of men and is able to just do things the right way. I'm not saying that Stefanski is, but I've never played for neither one of them outside looking in. I'm more of a Vrabel guy.
Yeah, I think, no, we are too. Vrabel's just, you know, the ability
no,
to...
No disrespect.
Yeah, no, it isn't. Vrabel's just at another level, you know, Joe, and that's, I don't think anyone's taking that with any disrespect. What is it about a coach like that, though? We see this with some of these other guys, like Dan Campbell, for instance, guys like that, the true motivators of men. How does that resonate as well as it does?
It's a thing that you can't teach. You can't teach a dude to be leader of men. It's who he is. It's how they... personality, and dudes can tell real from fake real fast, and when somebody's genuinely like coaching you up, this is how they believe, and they lead by example. They just practice what they preach. You can tell that, and that's just something that you can't fake, and that's just something that some coaches have and some guys don't.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Joe Haden, Browns cornerback on the Browns legend on the fan hotline here with Nick and Jonathan breaking down Browns Patriots Sunday in Foxborough. So I heard this and I agreed that the Dolphins game was the get right game, right? That's a game you had to get square. You win commanding. That was a fun Sunday. So if the Dolphins game was a get right game, what do you think the Patriots game is about for the Cleveland Browns?
It's about consistency. It's about just doing the right thing continuously, making routine things routinely. You know what I'm saying? Like, just showing, like, that is not, don't be a roller coaster. If that's who we are, that's what we're going to do. Be able to defense. Do what you got to do. We had 3 turnovers. It was great. You know what I'm saying? Putting the offense in position. Special teams, creating turnovers. Bell Pitt, the guys, hitting, communicating. Nobody's just running scot-free. They were able to, A-Chan made a couple of plays where he was breaking it, making a couple of long runs, but bend but don't break. You know what I'm saying? Not letting them score in the red zone, being strong in the red zone. That's basically just doing that, again, versus a good team. Miami might not be, they're struggling, the weather was bad, it was hard to throw, all of that, but then doing it again in another stadium the next week, it's not about just showing like crazy ups and hips and valleys, it's just like consistency. This is who we are, this is how we're going to play. Just protect the ball, let's make a couple of plays if the weather's better. Like when the dude, instead of predetermining where you're throwing it, when that play happens, boom, there's a touchdown pass. You know what I'm saying? Just showing consistent growth. Nothing crazy. Don't reinvent the wheel. Just do what you do consistently against a good team. That's all that we're looking for. And they can do that and win. Then that's going to keep the fans hype. That's going to keep the players hype. And it's not like it's nothing crazy. It's not like they can't do it, but it's going to be a tall task.
Joe, as a former corner, I want to ask you really about Denzel Ward, but really about the position he's been put in. He's had a couple games, you know, like Justin Jefferson in that game where he didn't look his best, obviously. But they traded Greg Newsome. He was visibly upset by that trade going down. Earlier in the preseason, you had MJ Emerson get injured, and it's just been a shuffling of the deck as far as the cornerback room is concerned. How hard is that if you're someone like Denzel to play as well as he has throughout all the adversity that has really hit him this year?
You know, Denzel is a great, great, great corner. And I think for him, you know, it's tough when you have one of your dudes and you kind of like, you build a relationship. But I think Tyson Campbell, he's been coming in and just straight off the plane, been able to play really, really well, be able to help him out a lot. But I think just having that with Denzel, he's such a good player that I don't think that it's going to affect him as much as it. I don't think we really have to worry about that.
Joe, I know we've talked a lot about Dillon Gabriel. The Browns drafted another quarterback this year, Shedeur Sanders out of Colorado in the 5th round. There's obviously a lot of talk about Shedeur, and there's a lot of noise about Shedeur. How curious are you to see Shedeur this season in Brown and Orange?
See, I'm honestly, in my opinion, it's very difficult because you don't want to ever shoot. I want to give Dillon the most perfect opportunity and not trying to knock him at all and give him the opportunity because he hasn't lost a starting job. But with my heart of hearts, I love Shedeur. I think that he's going to be able to bring something special. I think he may be able to. I, I'm giving Dylan all of his chances, everything that he has to be able to get out there, because it's not as bad. He hasn't done anything to not deserve this opportunity. He was drafted before Shador. The Browns obviously felt like that he was going to be the guy. So giving him his equal opportunity. But if they start, when we start losing, I just think Shador is going to be able to make some of those downfield plays for us and be able to bring some of that energy that the Browns need.
Do you feel like they should be giving Shador any reps in practice? They're going just exclusively all the reps to Dylan.
I mean, obviously they don't want Shador to get that opportunity. And I think if you're believing in Dylan Gabriel right now, I think for this next week you can give him all the reps. That's fine. But once it starts getting like a couple of weeks, if the results aren't wins, then we can start splitting a couple of reps. But I can understand why the coach wants to give his first string rookie quarterback all the looks to be able to give him the most opportunity to succeed out there. And I was expect the same. Once Shador gets in, he's getting all the reps and not Dylan Gabriel getting some of them. I think it should be Shador's opportunity to get every single rep with the ones to prepare and be able to go out there and succeed.
Joe, I know you played for both organizations, but just, you know, for this Browns fan right here, can I get a bleep the Steelers out of you?
I don't think that's going to happen, man.
Jonathan, you didn't give him a chance to say it.
It's a bold ask. I don't think it's going to happen.
I just got so much respect for Coach T. That's what it is. Like, he's still there. He's still coaching. And like
Nick calls him Coach Low T.
Coach Low T. It's more love for the Browns. It's more love for the city of Cleveland, 1,000%. Like, it's Browns till I die. But the F the Steelers, like, that's Coach Tomlin's spot. They showed me love. They took me in. And I just can't F them.
It's all right, Joe. You said it like two times in the answer. We can slice it whenever we need to.
I'll just take the little part of that and I'll just play it on my phone whenever I'm feeling blue. Now, I do want to ask.
We got equipment. We can fix this.
Have you ever heard of someone naming their dog or cat after you?
I've definitely heard a dog, and I've heard that I had a kid, a baby.
A baby.
I got two Haydens. I got two Haydens out there, and I've heard of a dog.
All right. So our producer, Jake Murren, has a story to share with you about his own dog.
Yeah, what's up, Joe? I was in middle school. This was about, I think, 12 years or so ago. I went to go get a dog with my mom, and we didn't know what to name her. Hours went by, and I just so happened to be wearing my Cleveland Browns Joe Haden jersey that night. My mom sees the back of my jersey and says, boom, let's name her Haden. And I absolutely loved it, so we did. And she's probably the best dog my family's ever had. We'll be turning about 12 years old this winter. I have tons of pictures of her in my youth-sized Joe Haden jerseys and all. So that's what you mean to me in this city. And like you said, Cleveland till I die, man.
My man, thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. That's why I love the land. It's you guys. It's people like you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Honestly.
Look at that.
That's
Joe,
very nice. That dog's still barking. I like that.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said that dog's still barking.
Yeah, look at that.
If you would have named him something outside of Hayden, I don't know that it'd still be around. 12 years is a long time.
Yeah, if you'd named, nope, not making the jokes. I'm not going to do it. Nope. If you had named it Set the Valve, who knows? Who knows what would have happened there? Joe, you're always so gracious with your time, man. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And I really, really, really hope we get that Browns win on Sunday so we can all feel better about it.
Oh, no, me too, man. I'll come back and holler at you guys.
All right, Joe, you're the best, buddy. Appreciate you. Browns legend and corner Joe Haden on the fan hotline. I was getting that F the Steelers. I was getting it. And then you jumped in.
You weren't getting it.
He said it. He said it by saying, like, I would never say that.
And that's how
but,
you got it.
So well, yeah, you, because so you did, you did you get Johnny it. Jump in there. You JOP'd on
one
it.
Of
you
the
Danny Sheltoned on it.
Ridiculous request I've ever seen in an interview is what that was.
He would have gone viral in Cleveland 15 times over and maybe with those mouth breathers in Yinzertown if he had said, bleep the Steelers, and then done like a DX, cha-cha. One of those chops?
Yeah, no, he was never going to do that.
Well, yeah, because you can't.
We can't see the chops.
Yeah, well, no, I'm for YouTube, and then the chop chop is for the audio folks.
Yeah,
I'm pleasing both at the same time.
We know that
it's
about
called
you.
Being a grown man.
We know that about you.
216-474-0092. Did JP cost us an opportunity to get a bleep Joe Haden?
Excuse me.
to get Joe Hayden to say bleep Pittsburgh.
Hey, by the way,
the Steelers.
The true takeaway here, he laughed really loud to the low T Mike Tomlin joke.
Mm.
Cracks in the friendship?
Mm. Or maybe it was a sympathy laugh. Nah, you deserve that for cutting off my joy. What is your perception?
Joy was never going to happen.
We'll react to what Joe Hayden said is his perception of Dylan Gabriel through three games in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.